Hi there, folks. Thanks for joining us on the Mail Right Real Estate Agent Podcast. Yo, this is episode 49. We're going to continue on the good, the bad, and the ugly of Zillow. And my co-host, Bill Conrad, the wizard, wants also to talk about Facebook. So this is going to be a kind of two-part. First part, Zillow. Second part, Facebook. How does that sound, Bill?
I know, I could almost cuss. You see the D word because you sound good, Jonathan. I feel good that over these years, you've taken the left seat, right seat. I'm actually on the other side of the seat here today, folks. Jonathan did the intro. He's controlling the panel. And he is ready to just take off in the podcasting world. And podcasting, yeah, it has a little bit of something to do with real estate. But we are talking about Zillow and Facebook and what sort of happened the last few weeks. How's that sound, Jonathan?
Yeah, I think my audience is going to be really interested in your perspective, you and Karen, dealing with Zillow. There's loads of people that talk about the kind of advanced subject, but we're dealing with the ground up here, aren't we, Bill?
Well, yesterday on my smartphone here, I got to see, you know, it automatically comes up on my American Express. I got to see the little Zillow charge of $300 and some odd. That's a pleasant thing to see.
I bet it was.
And we got one lead this week, last night.
Yeah. So what would you say so far about A, the quality, and B, how agents got to handle those Zillow leads? Can you give some insights, Bill?
I think there's a lot to learn with Zillow. Zillow's got a lot of platform, a lot of training, and it's very expensive. I truly believe that you really need to get into the free aspects of Zillow. And I had this instinct early and I screwed up. But really do set it up ahead of time, inside and out. Get your 10 reviews. I think 10 reviews is a good enough place to start because you're going to have to work at reviews. We're going to talk about reviews this week. And we'll talk a little bit about reviews. But I didn't do my homework because we have campaigns going on right now. And part of my business is helping my wife in real estate. The other side is campaigns. And we're working for the United States Senator Tom Heck from the great state of Nevada running for office. So we've been working the backside of some social media, podcasting, some other things. So it's been a crazy busy week and I didn't get into Zillow. Plus, you know, one thing about our business is if you don't focus in on something or have a team, you get distracted and go different directions. So it's been like one of those weeks.
So let's get back to it, Bill. The leads, first of all, what's been your impression with the lead quality? And secondly, what advice can you give an agent about how they're going to have to handle those leads that come from Zillow?
Well, in one month, we've received about five leads. And what happens is we have an area code. You have about 14, 15,000 impressions and they leave a message. It comes up right away. So you get back to them with an email. Most of these have been late at night. So my wife just says, "Hey, thank you for contacting me. What's a good time for us to talk to each other on the phone in the morning? Or to call, what's a good time for me to call you in the morning?" And we've done that. And then if he doesn't get back, she'll still call him, made contact. And she has found a few buyers out of it, which I think you can convert. But working with buyers is very difficult. I'm not sure how to take the Zillow swing and hook it into generating listings yet, other than what we've known from the free side of Zillow, which is to get a short video clip up and, you know, get your listing ranking high in Zillow. Zillow's powerful. There's no doubt it's powerful. But it's just, how do you use that darn tool?
Yeah, so to recap, I think what you're saying is the actual quality hasn't been terrible, but it's been buyer-orientated. Yeah, secondly, that you really got to contact these people at ASP as soon as you get contacted. And they seem to do a lot of Zillow late at night. Would that be a fair summarization of some of the points you made, Bill?
Well, 1 month, it's been all after hours. People get home after work, and it's been late at night. Now, the question is, talk to my wife, is if you get a call, if you get an email at 11 o'clock at night, should you call back?
It's a difficult one, isn't it? Some agents would just call back, wouldn't they?
I don't know. I'm different than my wife. I'd probably just call them back, say, "Hey, how's it going?" Because I think the quicker you call them back, even at 11 o'clock at night. And she had time to be quiet. I mean, it's disruptive to your time if you're reading or whatever you might be doing, but that's your business you're in.
I would agree with you, actually. I think just giving a quick call and saying, "What's a good time tomorrow to have a more extensive chat?" But I think having a quick 1 to 2 minute chat is probably a good idea.
Yeah, and then just listen. So, yeah, let me, and maybe you want to ask I don't know. She's actually pretty good. She knows the questions to ask. Yeah. She found out the gentleman who we got last night, you know, had a house in escrow. But one thing she found that she didn't like was, well, she asked, well, how about your agents? Well, he showed me some houses, but I really wasn't happy. And if they're doing that, that means they're shopping agents. So you want to get them in the office. It's conversion. Now, I have actually, in my day, I've actually taken people that have had agents and actually shown them houses and written contracts. I've only done that a few times because I'm not really a buyer's agent, but I've converted them over to writing a contract because the agent wasn't around. It was a long weekend each time this happened, like a 4th of July weekend.
Yeah, sure. And folks, we had a pre-show chat and Bill was putting up his general worries about dealing with buyers. And my stance is by listening to other top performing agents is how they deal with this issue. If they haven't got a junior or a referral junior agent, is how they deal with this, is that they will help buyers, but they've got to be pre-qualified. If they're not pre-qualified, they won't deal with them. So what's your position on this, Bill?
Well, I've seen some modifications because you want to develop a relationship, know, like, and trust. So sometimes people will meet with somebody once, go show them a couple houses, and then try to get them qualified. It's actually best, of course, to get them qualified ahead of time. But if you meet with somebody face-to-face, you have a relationship, and they have the ability to be qualified, or maybe they're already qualified, it's a process. I think it's good to meet with somebody either in the office or over coffee to talk about their real estate needs to really find out the type of house they want. Now, with this, here's something that's changing in the business over the 25 years we've been in it. With Zillow and all these fun things, they see these houses and they want to see them.
Yeah.
They used to not be able to see the houses. I mean, it was difficult to see the inventory. You can see it all now.
Yeah, they're seeing the candy and they want a bite of it, don't they? They want a live bite of it. Yeah. Maybe that's one of the – maybe you got a little – I do agree with you, actually. I think let's go for the middle ground, folks. Let's say I agree with Bill. You need to build some relationship, show them a couple of houses, have a chat with them after, you know, be at your best, your most charming. And then say, you know, for us to really progress, you're going to have to get pre-qualified. I've got a fantastic broker here that I work with. I highly recommend he or she go off, get pre-qualified, and then we can really rock and roll. And by doing that, you're not burning any bridges, but you're being fair to yourself. Because I think if you don't do that, folks, you're just going to get burnt out.
I just thought about this. A couple things. First of all, let's say you're meeting at McDonald's, a Starbucks, or your office. You know, you might want to do is say, hey, let's meet down. Let's go meet at McDonald's, Starbucks, or whatever. And always, by the way, always call them a half hour ahead of time to confirm, hey, I'm on my way, or you're there. Just call them and say, hey, I'm there. Just double checking we're on today, because you will get stood up. So if you call them, you're not going to get stood up. You'll at least save your time there. But you know what you might want to do is bring your say, hey, let's all meet together. I want to introduce you to the broker I work with. No obligation to use them. But we want to make it really strong, so when you do make an offer, we really say have some power. They can give you a quick pre-qual and get you a letter right now, so you're not wasting any time. And you don't have to use them, but at least we got this power of the letter to make you have a better buy.
I think that's a great idea, and actually increases your profession, the way you come across as a top agent, a professional agent, somebody who's a rainmaker, problem solver, doesn't it, Bill?
Hey, with that, let's go to a break.
This is Bill from PodcastersHome.com, and I've got a free report for you. So just go over to the homepage of PodcastersHome.com and pick it up. It's the podcasting equipment you need, whether you're going to be on an interview or be interviewed, start your own netcast, or start your podcast. These are the basic tools you need for under $100 to make you sound like a pro. So go over to PodcastersHome.com and get your free report today.
And we're going to go for about another 7 or 8 minutes, make this a 50-minute show. But what we want to do is I want to transition. We're going to talk more about Zillow as I go through the Zillow pain. There is a lot to Zillow. I mean, it's a full-time job. Your real estate's a lot of work, and I'm a big believer in the team concept, that you need teams. Well, that's another thing in Zillow. If you look at Karen Conrad in Reno and find her Zillow site, you'll see me as a team member underneath. The reviews from me feed to her, so it looks like 4, which is really nice. So I can really see how Zillow said, man, the team is the future. And I do believe that, because then you spend the big bucks at the top, like the broker, a little sub-broker or team leader, and then he delegates out these buyers to his buyer's agents.
Yeah.
I, I think, and we've talked to a couple of people who we've interviewed on the show, big brokers, who actually have moved from city to city, you know, buying up a lot of Zillow leads and then giving them out to their quote unquote team, their brokers, small brokers, at 50% commission.
Sounds good to me. So are we going to delve into Facebook now, Bill?
Hey, why don't we tell them what we're doing on Facebook? Because really, this is something that I've been working, and you're working in a professional element to provide a service about Facebook. So why don't you go in and say, give out the parameters of what you are doing with Facebook and all the different elements?
Yeah, I will do, Bill. I just want to give some basic facts out to the agents about Facebook, about why I feel it's where the real action is, where it comes to getting really quality leads off the internet. I really, truly believe, and everything we've done on MailRite with our standard product builds, helps the agent get into a position where if they choose to use one of our two other products, which is around Facebook, Bill, they're going to get some really quality leads. But did you realize, Bill, that the average American spends 40 minutes per day on Facebook? Did you know that, Bill?
I do it late at night. And, of course, I have a group of over 600 people in podcasting called The Podcaster's Home.
Yeah.
So I didn't know it's that long. I think it depends on age group and all that.
Well, I don't. But if you're not disciplined about going in, getting out quick, you will end up 30 to 40 minutes.
Yeah, on there. Like last night, I didn't get my beauty sleep.
Yeah, Facebook is the most addicting social media network. 23% of Facebook check their accounts 5 or more times per day, Bill.
Yeah.
They check multiple times.
And I do it once. I do it at night late usually. I'm doing it right now, though, because we're looking at the real
estate. I know loads of people that are doing that, Bill, checking over 5 times a day. 49% of consumers like a business. They actually rate a business down if they haven't got a Facebook page. But Facebook drives almost all, about 25% of all social referral traffic. Referrals, strong referrals, 25% of those referrals are driven by Facebook. So I'm just giving a quick outline to the listeners why they should care about this, Bill, because, like I said at the beginning of this section, Bill, I really believe this is where the real action, some of the real action is on. And if it's done the right way, you will get some quality referrals. And it's all about price to quality of referral metrics, isn't it, Bill? It's the same with Zillow and a lot of these lead generating portals. You know, it's the cost to the quality. You know, a lot of people say that, yeah, they get a lot. And and in a way, what we said at the beginning of the show, Bill, was your experience is that, yeah, you do get referrals from Zillow, but a lot of them are buyer orientated, and a lot of them could be sucking up a lot of time. As the volume increases, you could get in a situation where you can get swamped by the quality. With what we're building in MailRite, what we hope to do is a lot of these people already know the agent, and we're trying to get them to refer people by retargeting Facebook advertising. And then on our top product, we're mixing that with specific zip codes where we're not only focused on the people that already know the agent, but we're also trying to generate new interest and then taking them to a purpose-designed landing page that really converts them into a quality lead.
Jonathan, do you realize that most real estate agents really don't know what you just said?
No, I'm sorry, but I'll try to keep it as non-technical as possible as well, Bill.
Let me say it a little bit differently.
Yeah.
Okay, Facebook does a lot of things. It has the ability to find your friends, the people who are in your community of Reno who are on your Facebook site. So what it will do, it will put like a little real estate ad off to the right side with you, your name, your picture, whatever that might be. When they click on that, it will lead to your website. So that's the first element. You have the ability. So why would you want to do that? The why is you want to keep your name in front of your friends. That's how I make my living. If I don't make my living, I go work at McDonald's or something. I hopefully wouldn't do that. But that's the first step. So you expand that. You can target into a zip code where people in that zip code see the ad. Let's say that's your farm. So those are the two areas, trying to simplify it. The other thing I want to mention, I just did this just everyone go up on Facebook, and up at the top you have a glass, a magnifying glass, and that's a search for those who don't know it. If you type in the word real estate, two words, real estate, and just sort of see what pops up and see what's going on. Just that's some of your homework this week.
Yeah, and the other factor, folks, and thanks for that, Bill, because I did try, folks, to keep it as non-techie, but Bill's totally right. It was still a techie feast, wasn't it, Bill?
So what they're doing is they're clicking on the little picture, little ad on the right, and maybe it's taking them to their website, to a specific page on the website that is getting something that we want them to do, click on something, listen to something, something of that nature. And that's what we call a landing page. Most people do not know what landing pages are.
Yeah. The factor you've got to understand, folks, and you already know this, is that, you know, there's probably about 100 of all the people you know, and depending how long you lived in the area, how big a networker you are, you're probably, you know, like Bill and Karen in their original town, they literally knew everybody. But even then, only 150 of those people will really refer somebody. They changes, that 150 changes year by year. But of all those people you know, only 150 will ever refer a quality lead your way. And keeping yourself in front of those people is important, but also attracting new people, isn't it, Bill?
You know, that's a very good point. I don't even think it's that high in referrals. You'll get some, but what you will do, that you'll get family referrals. That's 90% or 80% of the referral is you sell a house for somebody in the family, and then they refer you within the family. That's typically how it works. And you're right. And there's 150, maybe the very closest person. We used to say have 200 to 300 people in your personal geographical.
Know you, like you. It's the phrase, isn't it? Know you, like you, trust you.
Know, like, and trust. Yeah. No, yeah. And confidence, of course, which is part of that.
You know, but all the people you know, you might, you know, if you've been agent in Reno for 15 years and you go to all the networking and you got your database and everything else, you might know thousands of people, folks, but of those people, only 150 is going to refer. It's been scientifically proven, Bill, that that's the reality. But it's important that you consistently, but not in an abrasive way, keep yourself in front of those referral resources.
Yeah. Hey, we've got about 30 more seconds left in the show. I just want to mention something. I can't remember the book. I think it's called Tribes by Seth Godin. He talks about some of those concepts of how many people really relate to you, especially with the new media and social media.
Thanks for the Bill. It's a great book, isn't it? And it explains some of these concepts really quite well, doesn't it?
Yes, he does. And hey, Jonathan, good job today on the show. Jonathan is taking lead on this. I'll be sticking around real estate quite a bit because that's still one of our main businesses. But it is like crazy out there. The world is changing.
It certainly is. But don't give up, folks. That's what this podcast is about. It's about Bill kind of manages me when I go techie mad with my language, and he brings me back to reality. And we're here to give some clear advice. And obviously, a lot of shows deal with the top performers, folks, but we'll probably have some of those people on occasionally, but we're more about the kind of nitty-gritty advice about getting the ball rolling. Would you agree with that, Bill?
You know, I agree. We're looking at the middle producers, how they're struggling and what they're doing to get there, because most people are starting at the lower levels and they want to get to that middle level because you can't go to lower to top.
And I'm not attacking the other podcast, Bill, but most of them deal with the top level, don't they? Our focus is in the starter to middle, isn't it, Bill?
We want you to make a good living. We want to make you $80,000 to $150,000 a year. That's our producer, and that's a good living. And I'll tell you, when you make it to 150 and you save your money, you can build up. You can get to 200, 300, but you got to get that first step. You got to get 40, 50, 60, 70, and then the 80 to 90. And you got to balance. You can't just spend it all. And you got to figure out this business. And it's changing. Hey, one thing I want to say, next week, we're going to look at Zillow a little bit more. I'll do more homework. My company works a little bit with real estate, and my wife, of course, the company, the business. But I also work with politicians. We're in the middle of the season right now, like I mentioned earlier. But you mentioned something, and I don't want to go into detail now. We'll talk about it next week, how politics and real estate are similar, and we'll talk about Zillow. How's that?
Sounds great to me, Bill. Thanks for listening, folks. We'll be back next week, me and the wizard, and we're here to help. Speak to you soon.
Are you fed up buying back the data from the big online companies only to find out that they are poor quality, inexpensive leads? Let us help you, the professional real estate agent, build your online fan club from the people in your local community who already know and trust you. They need to remember you when it comes to buying and selling that next home. MailRite has developed a powerful online system that keeps you in front of the most powerful referral group, the people in your local sphere of influence who know, like, and trust you. So come on over to MailRite and check out the program.